the latest on the fight over tribal hunting and fishing rights, weakening income and borrowing power for crop producers, and a new program to support cancer care for Indigenous Oklahomans. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, November 24th. I'm Logan Layden. Well, amid a legal battle over tribal hunting and fishing rights, the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation has decided to hire its own lawyer rather than relying on the state attorney general's office. Grayson Wheeler has the latest on the dispute between the state and three tribal nations.
The Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw nations are suing Department of Wildlife Conservation officials and Governor Kevin Stitt over a new state policy that limits where tribal hunting and fishing licenses are valid on reservations. Attorney General Gintner Drummond has asked the department to end the policy and dismissed at least one misdemeanor charge against a Choctaw citizen ticketed for hunting without a state license within the Choctaw Reservation. In a special meeting Friday, the Wildlife Conservation Commission voted to seek independent counsel to defend its policy. The commission rejected a motion to request a formal opinion from Drummond. Instead, commissioners are asking him to butt out.
I'd make a motion that this commission formally and respectfully request of the Attorney General to not interfere in wildlife cases that are pending before district courts.
That motion passed unanimously. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Well, University of Oklahoma researchers found that a novel care coordination and communication program has the potential to support Indigenous Oklahomans in accessing cancer care. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the results of a pilot program funded by the American Cancer Society.
Indigenous Oklahomans are often referred out from Indian Health Service facilities to locations like the Stevenson Cancer Center to receive treatment. The pilot program Enhanced American Indian Navigation Services, already offered by the center to help identify and address issues affecting patients' access to care.
When you're having to travel several hours to come to Oklahoma City for your treatment, those barriers can occur.
That's Amanda Janitz, an associate professor of epidemiology in the OU Hudson College of Public Health. She says through one-on-one meetings with a nurse navigator, patients saw a decrease in missed appointments and an increase in depression screenings. They also accessed financial support for transportation and lodging. The Cancer Center is now working to further expand and test enhanced navigation through a National Institutes of Health grant OU received last year. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
And a recent survey shows farm income and borrowing power for crop producers are weak across the Great Plains. But Anna Pope reports the cattle industry has improved farm finances in some places, like here in Oklahoma.
Agriculture credit conditions in states more reliant on crops have steadily weakened as summer turned to fall. But despite a tightening ag economy, the finances in areas more dependent on cattle generally remain stable, and lenders in those areas reported higher incomes and steady loan volumes in the Kansas City Federal Reserve's Agricultural Credit Survey. The survey is a report to help take the temperature of the ag economy. Economists note that although Oklahoma's farm income has been low compared to its northern neighbors in recent years, the state is now seeing a higher income than 1 year ago, while crop-heavy states are seeing a dip, largely due to the high price of beef. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.